providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the third segment of the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. You guys can follow that when you all get an A. I am chatting right now with Mickey Folk, my buddy, the mercenary geologist. Mickey just got back from an extended trip where he traveled around the world. He was in Europe, he was in Eastern Europe, he was in the Scandinavian countries, examining properties of companies that he follows. I want to start out with Mick and talk a little bit about a property, properties owned by a company called Avrupa in Portugal. We've already discussed their properties in Kosovo with Mickey and Brent Cook. I want to say at the outset, in terms of what Avrupa is doing, I am highly interested because I'm a shareholder in that company. I purchased my stock, about a year ago, almost a year ago to the day. So you know that I am highly biased in this. This is not arm's length information as far as I'm concerned. Mickey, what's going on with Avrupa in Portugal, first of all?
Well, they have two properties, positions. They have a tungsten play in the north part of Portugal, with some gold potential also, and they've joint ventured that to a company that will soon IPO on Toronto Venture Exchange. But more importantly, they have some very interesting properties in the Pyrite Belt of southeastern Portugal. Pyrite Belt is the largest massive sulfide. In fact, it's the largest occurrence of sulfides in the world spread between Portugal and mainly in Spain. So they're have been numerous mines since Roman times, and Avrupa's come in and is doing exploration undercover, and I expect that we will hear some good news about that property position that they have in Portugal very soon. I should also mention, Al, that I am a dedicated shareholder of Avrupa, and they are a sponsor of my website.
Okay, you went from there, and we're not necessarily going in the correct chronological order, but you went up to Sweden. You did a tour of some properties owned by Tasman Metals. Tasman is also a sponsor on your website, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you're also a shareholder. I don't fall in either one of those categories in the case of Tasman. But so what's going on there?
Well, Tasman is one of what I refer to as the cream of the crop in rare earth element space, and they have an advanced project, a heavy rare earth project in southwestern Sweden with great infrastructure, very high percentages of heavy rare earth elements called Norrskär, and they are progressing quite well on Norrskär. They just finished another drill program. We expect a new resource estimate. Tasman has gone from a 10-cent stock about a year and a half ago, and now it trades in the $5 plus range, so it's been a very much a success story. I think it's very well situated as a European Union country, Sweden, and also they have properties in Finland, and they have established a monopoly of the rare earth element occurrences in the European Union, so very well positioned in that space.
Mickey, going over to Estonia, you visited Molycor's, something they recently purchased over there, a rare element separation and specialty metals plant. Now, you bring out the point that this is only one of three rare element oxide plants located outside of China. That's kind of a big deal.
Well, it is, and it was a private company that was acquired by Molycorp called Silmet. We were fortunate to get a tour of that, and it was by happenstance. I met a guy at Fox Business Studios in New York City who I had known before, and he said he could get us a tour, and we were toured around there by David O'Brock, the managing director. This plant is capable of producing 3,000 tons of rare earth oxides every year, which will double Molycorp's present capacity coming at out of Mountain Pass. So there's only three plants outside of China now that process rare earth elements, and Molycorp now controls two of them. The other one's in Kazakhstan, and it produces just a minor amount of material. So this was, in my opinion, a statement by Molycorp that they're going to be a player in the world market, and they are a force to be dealt with.
Now, are you a shareholder of Molly Corp, or are they sponsors of yours?
No, they are not. I wish I'd gotten in at the IPO at $12, but
me too.
And that's in hindsight, and I don't know exactly what Molly Corp's trading at right now, but last time I looked, it's somewhere in the $60 range.
Yeah, no, that's a good. I remember I've been following that for quite some time now with the Mountain Pass property, and me too. I wish I did part of that IPO, but I did not. So in this case, you guys, neither Mickey or I are investors in Molly Corp. What else, buddy? Where else did you go? I know you went back to the Scandinavian countries. You were in Finland, etc. What happened up there?
Well, I took the quick jaunt from Tallinn, Estonia, a 35-minute plane ride to Helsinki. We proceeded up north to Santa Claus Land, stayed in the city where the Santa Claus Park is, called Rovaniemi. And I looked at a very interesting project of Mawson Resources. I'm also a shareholder, and they sponsor my website. It is arguably the highest grade gold uranium discovery ever made. Mm-hmm. It's very early on, but it's bonanza grades. The geologic setting is something that I don't think any geologist on the planet has ever seen before. And so we looked at that. They are at the mapping and sampling stage on that. I was able to spend some time with their geologists that got a crack geologic team, and we would expect to see drilling on that within a year or so. But for an early stage discovery, a very interesting geologic occurrence. It could be nothing. It could be a world-class discovery. It's likely to be something in between, and only time and exploration will tell.
Now, Mickey, I'm curious, throughout your travels over there, and I'm talking about Europe right now, you spoke at a couple of investment conferences. Based on the people who you spoke to over there, the people who you spoke with, what's the level of enthusiasm in the resource sector in Europe right now?
Well, I think it's a mixed bag. What you're seeing, and the conference I spoke at in Europe was in Geneva, mm-hmm. And it was very much geared toward high net worth investors and people managing big family money, institutional funds. So my opinion is that the natural resource sector is appreciated, not fully understood by wealthy people in Europe, but as far as the average Joe on the street, I don't think they participate in the sector the way that we would see that Canadians and increasingly Americans are doing.
What was the level of enthusiasm like at the, I know you spoke at the International Investment Conference event in Manhattan here early in May. What was the level of enthusiasm like there?
Well, I think it was very high. I think what people are saying right now, and I've been promulgating this idea too, is that we are in a period of weakness. I expect this weakness to continue during the summer months. And I think people in New York, people who are savvy, are looking at this as a buying opportunity at this time.
Boy, I don't think there's any question about that. You know, I want to harken back here real quick to the first segment where I was chatting with Gordon Holmes and Joe Martin of Cambridge House. I want to say both Mickey and I are going to be attending and speaking at the Cambridge House conference tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday up in Vancouver. There are also a couple of smaller conferences that are tied in at the beginning and end of that one. I highly, highly recommend, as I said in the first segment, that you folks, if you have the ability to attend this conference in Vancouver, British Columbia, put on by Cambridge House, that you do that. They do a great job, cream of the crop in terms of speakers, etc. It's something that you really, really should more than just give a passing glance to. Big Al's going to be right back. We're going to chat with Randy Turner about what's going on up in the Yukon. Stick around.